Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM at 96.9 FM. As always, I'm your host, Glenn Thomas. Join me with the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, nothing much, man. Everything in the world of professional wrestling right now is we 2 weeks away, a week and a half away from the Royal Rumble, and we're still talking about AEW. We're still talking about people who may or may not be leaving from the WWE. We saw call-ups this week on Monday Night Raw. But let's get started right there. How did you enjoy the call-ups that came up this week on Monday Night Raw? How we saw them, being presented. We saw EC3 backstage. We saw Lacey Evans. We saw Heavy Machinery. I know how you feel about them. And we saw Nikki Cross actually wrestle in a match. Your thoughts on the call-ups and the way that WWE brought them up and the announcement that they're not either on Raw nor SmackDown, that we'll see them all over the place.
Well, you already said it. I mean, I don't even have to say anything. That was pretty much where I was going to go. That I like the way they did that. That they didn't assign them to a brand yet. They're just kind of trying to get them out there. I think that works better for right now because they're going into this big. Because they're going into the Royal Rumble, there's no point in really trying to assign them and put them anywhere brand specific yet. Let the Royal Rumble happen and then let them be on their brands from there. Because then you can develop storylines, but. But right now, just let them float around, do what they got to do. So.
But I looked at it a different way. I looked at the WWE's not this brand split thing, not really being a brand split after WrestleMania, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that's another reason why they really don't have a home per se, because I think the brand split is going to go bye bye after.
Yeah.
All signs are pointing to the brand split being put away, not happening after WrestleMania. And I say that, another reason I say that is because of the tag team titles, which were announced on the Moment of Bliss, that they won't be, and I'm going to shout out to you, you are a genius, because if you go back a couple weeks ago on our show, and I'll pull up the tape later on, or if you want to, people want to follow us on Twitter, and I will show it, you said there will be a Raw, it should be Raw versus SmackDown for the tag team titles.
Yeah, it's the only way it's going to work at this point. And the reason why I was saying that, too, and I appreciate the sentiment, the reason why I was saying that was because, honestly, the roster is it's not deep enough on separate rosters. Together, yeah, absolutely. There's enough women that you can sustain a tag division. Absolutely. But separately, no. They had to do it this way. And what better way, honestly, is the Elimination Chamber. What a way to make it, you know, suspenseful. Like, whoever thought of that, I definitely give kudos to. That alone will make the Elimination Chamber worth watching. You get a new set, you get a new champion, and you get it done in the Elimination Chamber. So pretty much, you know what I mean? That's going to be good. Go ahead.
And then you kill two birds, one stone. You actually get the women back in the chamber without having them be individuals.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because I thought they were going to have a hard time filling six people in the chamber for Asuka's title to make it believable.
Yeah, well, now you get that crossover opportunity where we can go a different way with it being Becky and Charlotte versus Ronda. You can get there now. I think, well, there's different avenues to get there. But what I was going to ask you was, we have our women's chamber, obviously, now. What do you think? How do you think the men's one is going to be? I guess we can do an early prediction on that.
I think you got the men's chamber. I think you got Bobby Lashley. You throw him there. He's the new Intercontinental Champion.
Okay, so do you think that, well, what I was more so asking, let me clarify that. My fault. What do you think is going to be the match? Is it going to be a title match, or is it going to be a number one contender?
I think it'll be a title match. I think it will be. It's on the SmackDown side, it'll be a title match.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, it's only going to be two chambers. It's only going to be two. So I know you were mentioning Bobby Lashley just now. So Are you saying that it's going to be SmackDown then?
I think SmackDown gets. I think SmackDown gets the chamber. I do.
Okay.
I think SmackDown, because you just look at the. To me, I think you have more pieces on SmackDown to give them a chamber than you do so on Raw. And I say that because you have the Samoa Joes out there, you have the Rey Mysterios.
I agree with that. So you go Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Samoa Joe, Randy Orton, Rey Mysterio, Rusev.
Or Cien Almas, because he got a big win the other night over Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Well, Cien Almas doesn't exist. It's just Andrade.
So. Andrade, you can throw him in there. We got a big win just to give, you know, he may not win, but just to give him that rub and that push to be in there with top competitors. Or, once again, we got John Cena, who's a free agent. He could always jump over to SmackDown and be in the chamber.
He could.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of that, we might as well touch on that, too. So, you mentioned all the other people that they, you know, kind of showed up on camera now on Raw. It was one noticeable person missing, and that was Lars Sullivan. And you know, a lot of the insiders were saying, you know, particularly I heard it, you know, from Dave Meltzer. I heard it through him that, you know, John Cena and Lars Sullivan was supposed to be the program going into WrestleMania. But now it's all up in the air. He hasn't been seen. They even stopped advertising him.
Yeah, from what I've heard is that he's having anxiety attacks and some issues that's going on. Some people say he just left and went home, took his ball and went home. I don't think that's the case. He's still a young guy. You can't walk away from that money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it is some type of medical issue with Lars Sullivan, and I think we may see him here in the future. I think he will, once he gets himself together medically, that we'll see him back on a Raw or a SmackDown roster here.
Yeah, speaking of medically, we saw, I might as well, I'll segue into this, sure. We saw the angle with, on Raw, with Braun Strowman going after Baron Corbin and in the process of destroying Vince McMahon's limo, and Vince McMahon removing Braun Strowman from the championship match at the Royal Rumble against Brock Lesnar, in which a lot of the insiders and dirt sheets, a lot of that going around that Braun Strowman just isn't healthy yet. And he hasn't been cleared, so like they thought he would have been, so they've taken him out of the match. Something else interesting that I forgot where I saw it. Someone else also suggested that maybe in, you know, the writers and Vince's eyes, that maybe Braun Strowman's, you know, kind of heat has cooled off a bit. Do you think that may be the case too?
I don't think. I think the injury. I think he is 100% cleared. He said he mentioned on his promo that he was cleared. You know, people have lied in promos before. I believe think he's cleared. I think they showed that he was able to use his arm a little bit by lifting the car and some of the things that he did by ripping the door off. I don't think his heat has cooled off on him a little bit, and that's because he didn't have any dance partners. Let's be honest. Roman Reigns being his dance partner kept him hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kept him relevant and kept him where he's at. I think Braun is a product of being a real big guy, like Andre the Giant, like the Big Show. He's our attraction. And how much can you give this big guy once you give him the championship or he gets the championship? Who takes it off of him? It has to be another Brock or someone like that to take it off. Now, I do think that we get Braun Strowman as a universal champion. I think we get it at WrestleMania still. I still think the money match is Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar.
Not anymore. I used to think that right now it's going to be one or two people. With them taking Braun out of that, it could end up still being Braun. You're absolutely. He's the third option, I think. I think number one now has maybe leapfrogged what I thought. Even though now he's getting the title match, number one is Finn. 1A, I wouldn't even say 2. 1A is Seth. It's going to be Finn or Seth.
I give you one more there. And he's the Intercontinental Champion. They still have to do Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley.
Yeah. I like what they did with Lashley Monday. In case, you know, for everybody listening, Bobby Lashley is the new Intercontinental Champion. Yeah. I like what they did with that. He works.
He works. And
the combination with him and Leo Rush works.
Oh, it works. It works. I like it. So it's, to me, I think Lashley came back to the WWE to get that opportunity with Brock Lesnar. And I think this may be a way to get Bobby Lashley to Brock Lesnar. It's interesting to see. And all we'll know a lot after, you know, the Royal Rumble. We know a lot after the Rumble.
Yeah, we will.
Because if you get Braun Strowman, or let's say even if you get Finn Balor, if you get Seth Rollins, where does that leave Drew McIntyre? You know? Guys like that. So you have
to. But you know where that leaves Drew, honestly? Drew will probably win Money in the Bank. I think that's where that's going. Drew will probably walk out of SummerSlam Universal Champion. I don't think WrestleMania is going to end up being his time. It's just, unless they really make a strong push, if nothing feels like they're pointing towards Drew yet.
Right.
And I could be wrong. Could be totally wrong. Drew could end up winning the Royal Rumble for all we know.
Yeah, they gave him a little bit of aggression.
You know? So, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And when he hit the Claymore on everybody in the ring, I'm like, you know what? He's not going to win tonight.
Yeah.
It was just.
It felt like Finn. It felt like Finn's night. It did.
It felt like Finn's night. I'm interested to see if we get Finn. And a lot of rumors going out there that we may get the Demon. We may get Finn Balor. It'd be interesting to see what we get at the Royal Rumble. I just think Brock goes into WrestleMania as the champion. I can't see them taking.
Yeah, I do too. I feel the same way.
Off the Brock.
I feel the same way.
You know.
If that's the case. And it's got to be Brock and Seth, I think.
You got to build Seth back up, too. I think people have lost interest in Seth.
That's what sucks. Like, Seth was red hot. And it's almost like, this feud with Dean that y'all had to have, it almost killed his momentum.
See, I don't think they had to have it. I think he suffers because of the Roman effect. And I think a lot of people suffer because Roman Reigns is gone. And I don't say that in a bad way, and I don't mean to make his situation light of just the fact that he has leukemia and he's working on it, deal with it. But Roman Reigns, hate him or love him, he held Monday Night Raw together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of people leaned on Roman Reigns. I think because him leaving, they had to rush the storyline between Dean and Seth, which kind of blew off. They had to turn Braun Strowman back to a face, which we didn't want to see that. So Roman leaving had to, the WWE had to shift and change a lot of their stories that Roman Reigns would have been involved in. And so that makes the program with Seth and Dean a little lackluster.
Well, Roman would still be champion right now, more than likely.
Right. And Brock probably now just coming back if Roman was still there.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't have had to get to Brock Lesnar at the Crown Jewel. We wouldn't have to see all the other stuff. Brock would just now be coming back into the fold of WWE if Roman was still there. So a lot of people are suffering for the fact that Roman Reigns are gone. Boo him and love him and hate him, whatever you want to do. But Roman Reigns been a big role on Monday Night Raw. I don't think if Roman Reigns was still there, I don't think we got Cena back this early.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, no. You're absolutely right.
You know, so I think that's where Seth Rollins is suffering. He may have some things. He may have to change his moveset. He may have to stay away from Dean Ambrose for a long time. Seth may have to be able to get the title. Somebody credible and that be able to work has to get it off Brock Lesnar in some type of way. We don't have a briefcase out there this year, so ain't nobody cheating to get the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah. No.
And so that's the key. Speaking of titles, and we're going to jump back to the women's title real quick. I know you're a belt guy, you know. Do you want these titles? Do you like them?
They're nice. I don't think I need them, but they're nice. You know, I'll see. They're nice. They are. They're nice.
I take your opinion on belts, and you know that's the way I look at it. You know, you say they're nice and nice. I like them. I'm just glad they don't look like the guys' titles. I'm just so happy. So anything they gave me,
I'm happy about that too. I'm glad they aren't just a smaller version of the guy. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
My other issue with the women, not the issue with the women's title, my issue with the women's division, to go back real quick, we talked about you know, being enough women on the roster. I don't see enough women teams. I mean, we got to –
They'll be enough because I can tell you right now, more than likely and honestly, out of the first team, which is probably the dark horse pick, the Iconics.
Right.
So, right now, I'll put it this way. Going into the chamber are the Iconics, the Voluntary Connection. You'll probably have Alicia Fox and Mickie James, Nia and Tamina.
Mm-hmm. You got Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Oh yeah, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. Yep, and probably.
I'm gonna help you out with this one. I think they give us Naomi and Lana.
Is it Naomi and Lana, you think?
I think Naomi and Lana, or they might give
Natalya. No. We're missing. No. Riot Squad. What? You know what? Actually, let me change that now with Iconic. Riot Squad may be the ones that get them, and they'll run it like 3 days.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. I thought they were going to give. I think, you know, my pick is always Tamina and Nia Jax.
Yeah.
That it's something about having heel tag team champions. You know,
you know what, though? Glenn, that's why I said the Riot Squad, because it's something about those three that I feel like they're due something.
Oh, yeah, they've been putting in good work, man. The Riot Squad has really been on TV every week. They've been given a good program. They got good storylines. They work well together. Let's treat them like the New Day. Let them become the, I don't want to say female New Day, but let them become the, have the pleasure of being
tag team.
Yeah, let them have it and let them roll with it. I'm not mad about that at all.
Yeah, and I think Sasha and Bayley are ultimately going to get these belts. I think they're better for the chase. You know what I mean?
Right.
They'll be better for the chase. So,
yo, let them chase. Let them chase until WrestleMania. You know, because if you look at it,
that's the only problem. That's the only problem, Glenn, is that. Gosh, do you have whoever gets them first drop them right the next month? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it don't drop it, but you look at I'm looking at it this way. You got to have these titles at Elimination Chamber. You can't not put them on the WrestleMania card.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But so whether it's
not, not only that though, but I don't think the champions should drop them that early.
No. But that's why you put them on somebody that's going to run with it for a while to legitimize it and to keep the excitement of the titles going, you know?
Yeah.
You got to keep the excitement going. We everybody asks for it. It's just like, you know, I hope it's not like Christmas. You want the gift, and then you only play with it for 15 minutes.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I hope everybody wanted to see women tag team titles, the women division, the women evolution. Let's get it done. And now when the titles, so whoever gets these titles have to be iconic, you know what I mean? Pun intended, they have to be relevant and they have to keep it up. Sasha, Bailey.
You know, it's funny you say that. The Iconics, I think, are the only one that can afford, if they got them in the Elimination Chamber, them I could see losing them at WrestleMania.
Right.
That's the only team probably I could see. But like if Sasha and Bailey got them, I wouldn't be mad at that because they could run with them as well for a while.
Yeah, because if you look at it right now, and you know, WrestleMania's a couple months away, 3 months away, you know, a little over 3 months, a little over two, 3 months away. Will you have three women's title matches on that card? The Raw Championship, the SmackDown Championship, and the tag team titles. So you already have three
titles. Tag titles will be on the card, I think. One of the women's matches will match. One of the women's title matches will be on the pre-show.
But they're gonna have a long pre-show because you got a lot of wrestlers and a lot of matches to get through, and then you got to talk about the other women. So you might have another May. I can't call it. No, we're not call it a it's battle
royal. WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
Yeah, WrestleMania Women. Can't call it that. a Women's Battle Royal. So you might have that. So you just look at this WrestleMania, and we, you know, shape it up to be maybe 15 matches on the card?
Nah, you're thinking a little too much. You'll get three on the pre-show. You'll get the two Battle Royals. And you'll probably get two matches. Maybe one.
We'll have to do a lot.
You know what? The women's titles may make it, all of them might make it onto the card just off of virtue of the Cruiserweight title probably being on the pre-show again. So,
right. And plus the women are the hottest thing in the company right now. In the company.
Yeah.
In the company. Speaking of women and speaking of titles, let's transition to this one here. We have Sasha Banks and Ronda Rousey. You know, this feud right here with those two girls. A lot happened, and you know, if you really look into that, the after the match on Monday night, after they defeated Tamina and Nia Jax, a lot happened in that match. Ronda Rousey showed her versatility with acting a little bit in the ring. The Sasha Banks has become the boss again, that heel right. boss that we're looking for. And then I don't know too many people notice on the way out. We saw the four fingers come up from Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that?
Sure did.
And you know, and that leads to me to, and that has transcended to a lot more. It wasn't just four fingers that she threw up. If you really look at it, Sasha Ronda Rousey's already had beef with Becky Lynch. She's already had beef with Charlotte Flair. Now she's having beef with Sasha Banks, and you know a little bit with Bayley. If you looked at Monday Night Raw, so the backstage situation, so she's already had beef with all four of them. And if my girl, who's undefeated, if you watch NXT, wins on Takeover, we may have a call up.
Yeah, I can see that.
We may have a call up, and we may get the Four Horsewomen taking on the Four Horsemen. Weird. But anyway, your thoughts on the whole situation with Becky, not with Becky, whole situation with Ronda and Sasha Banks. Are you good to see Sasha Banks back in the limelight? And is it, in your opinion, do the company trust Sasha Banks to wrestle Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, they definitely trust her to wrestle Ronda Rousey. I'm not even, that one isn't even that was not a doubt in my mind. But whether they're gonna put her over, that's a little different.
Yeah, that's definitely a little different. And let's get to some of this AEW news, which has been hot lately. We've been a lot of rumors and speculations and innuendos, as people like to say, that's been going on in the world of professional wrestling. We have a lot of people who've been rumored to be leaving the WWE or asking for their release. Every day it seems like it's somebody else. This week alone, as we record this, we already had Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett allegedly asked for their release. Maria kind of responded to some of the people saying that she and Mike has asked for the release. She responded on Twitter by saying, "Everyone thinks they know everything. Ha ha ha. It's social media, not an autobiography."
Sometimes there's a lot of truth in that stuff.
Sometimes there's a lot of truth. They have not been used, as I mentioned in our tech group text. I almost forgot that Mike Bennett was even in the WWE.
He's on 205.
Yeah, I know he's on 205, but I forgot.
That is crazy, right?
Yeah, you know, when he came, it was a big deal, the big story, and now it's just like he fell off. He would fit well with the AEW guys, you know? I don't know if they could give him the WWE money. Don't know what he was making. Truth be told, I don't know what a lot of those AEW guys are making far as contractually. But I know they have a billion-dollar backer, but he don't want to spend all his money in contracts.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, before you even have a product or a TV deal. So I'm just throwing that out there. Then, yo, boys, I know this is going to hurt your heart. And it hurt mine when I heard that they may be asking for their release, the Revival.
Yeah, it sucks. They never really got a fair, you know, just injuries really hurt them. And that's why you can't even be too mad. Injuries really hurt them. And it never got off the ground, you know.
I'm glad we think just alike, because I had that discussion with somebody else. I'm like, it wasn't a WWE fault the Revival got off the ground. Their injuries hurt them.
Yeah.
They were going to be tag team champions earlier. Yeah, they were going to be.
They pushed them. They pushed them coming in. They basically threw New Day off of Raw. Put them on SmackDown.
Yeah. They had a lot of momentum coming in. They had that, as people say, they had that push by God. They had that push. You know, that was reaching for the brass ring. And then injuries derailed them. And one thing we know about Vince, and we have heard from a lot of people, says Vince, once you get injured so many times, he'll give you that injury bug thing, and he'll never trust you again.
Yeah.
I.e. transition injury bug, never being trusted again after they champion. Let's move to the next person who's been rumored, Dolph Ziggler. Mm-hmm. We talk about injuries. Every time he became the world champion, injury took place. And didn't last long. You know, they didn't trust him a little bit. His contract's running out at the end of this month. May not sign. He has this comedy thing that he can do. I think AEW would be a good fit for him. Another name will go to go along with Chris Jericho and Pac. And then the schedule may coincide with AEW. And like I said, we don't know AEW's schedule yet. We just know they're putting on a show in Las Vegas on May 25th, Double or Nothing. We don't know if they're going to do weekly program, TV program, and when is that going to start. We don't know if the girls or guys who work for AEW can work for anyone else. We're not 100% sure how that works out. And I say that because if you look at WrestleMania weekend, some of these guys that was people who bought these tickets for the Ring of Honor show or their big show with New Japan and Ring of Honor, was hoping to see some of these AEW guys, AEW stars, on that show. They may not see
right. You probably won't. You probably won't.
So that's going to affect a lot of relationships. Or I hope you guys brought tickets. You brought tickets, and you may not see a big show. It might be like the show last year.
Yeah, you talk about getting over. Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, they got over. So your thoughts on Dolph Ziggler if he goes to AEW?
That's a good fresh move for him. He's been in WWE for, 12 years?
But yeah, going on like 2004, 13, about 14 years.
13, 14 years, yeah. Actually, yeah, I'm tripping. Yeah, he's definitely been there like almost 14 years. Yeah, so fresh scenery, yeah.
It'd be good for him. I think it's good for him if he does decide to make that move. I think it'd be beneficial for him. I think it'd be a good move for AEW. Another name that's been rumored to go to AEW when their contract runs out, and this is not a shock or surprise to anyone, Goldust.
Oh, yeah. I'd mentioned that anyway. I remember I said that last week. I was like, that one I think is definitely coming.
Yeah. I think that one definitely coming. I think it's a good move for him. He not necessarily have to be in the ring. He has a smart mind when it comes to the wrestling business, and I think he'd be able to contribute a lot to that company with AEW. I think AEW is a good fit right now for the world professional wrestling. I like the fact that Chris Jericho came out and said they're not trying to beat the WWE, and I think that's where we as wrestling fans or people as wrestling fans come out and say, yo, everything that's new is trying to beat the WWE. They're just trying to get their own footprint. They want to give you an alternative to wrestling. They want to give you something different.
What ECW did I say different. Last week? Said the same thing. I said they can't, or what was it, last week, 2 weeks ago? Whenever they announced it, I said they can't come out there and try to beat WWE. I was like, they have to be their own company. They have to be.
Yeah, you can keep an eye on what WWE's doing, but don't try to top them or do something that they did. And don't try to, God sakes, don't try to do something to happen in Attitude Era. I don't need to see an invasion angle. I don't need to see nobody pull them to the arena. I don't need to see limousines in the back. I don't need to see none of that. I just need to see what goes on in the ring, which is some good wrestling, some good storytelling, and some good programming. Know the audience. And that's one of my issues with, not issue with AEW. They have an audience right now. We know it's not, they don't want a PG product. That's fine if you don't want a PG product. Now you're going to have fine sponsors and a television set network that's okay with you not having a PG product.
Yep.
And I think that's a challenge in itself, because you want to be, like I think I mentioned on last week's show, we're not seeing no Joey Ryan antics on AEW television. Like, we saw it all in.
Sure can't.
We're not seeing that. It's going to be a different breed. We think, AEW will be, I think, a player in the world of professional wrestling. And I think more so, it's not just hurting WWE. It's going to hurt a lot of these other brands of, like, your Ring of Honors, like your New Japans, like your TNAs, these people may think, you know what, I may get a better shot or better look at AEW. Of course, I'm not blind. Everybody don't want to go to WWE. Everybody can't be a fit in WWE. I think Booker T said it best when I listened to his comments on this. WWE can't take everybody. It's just like the NFL can't take everybody. You know, you have to have some good players in XFL. Going to be some good players in arena football. There's going to be some good players somewhere else. You can't take everybody. And I think WWE's at that point where they couldn't take everybody. And AEW and Ring of Honor and New Japan is the next stop.
Yep.
For a lot of your wrestling fans and wrestling people, you know, can't be mad at them at all. NXT, we talked about it a little bit. NXT, Bianca Belair, big win over Nikki Cross on last week. Your thoughts on Bianca Belair and her chances of winning the NXT title?
You know what? I think it's higher than people think. It's something about that undefeated streak where I think what we saw on Monday with Sasha Banks as well. I think Shayna could possibly head up. Only problem is Marina and Jessamyn aren't ready. It's almost like they're a package deal now. Like, you've got to bring all three up now. You may not have to, but I think it would work really well if it was all three. But you can end up bringing Shayna. So, you know, it may not be that bad. But I do think Bianca has a legit shot, and it's funny, I went back, you know, while I had some time off. I went back and watched the whole on the network, on WWE Network. I went back and watched the whole Breaking Ground series again. And it was so funny to see on that show in particular, some of the standouts they said that were gonna, you know, that they ended up keeping on the show. You know, and they were in the background. They weren't even any remote focal point. Obviously, Velveteen Dream was on there. This was right after Tough Enough. He was on there. But three people, one, I don't know how you pronounce his last name, but first name was Nico, which ends up being Otis Dozovic.
Right.
Yeah, he was one. Two was Lacey Evans. Mm-hmm. And three was Bianca Belair. They had their tryouts on that show.
Right.
And they ended up keeping them from those tryouts. And that was like 2015.
Yeah.
So it's really good to see, you know, some really familiar faces from that stay up. And I think Bianca is there to where one of two things are going to happen. Either something happens to where Jessamyn and they interfere and cost Bianca the championship, and Bianca gets it WrestleMania weekend, or Bianca gets it Royal Rumble weekend. I think within Bianca's next two title, matches, she's either going to win it now, or she's going to win it at WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, I think she gets it. I like to see her get it being undefeated. I know they had that run with Asuka being undefeated. But there's nothing wrong with having to do it with Bianca Belair. Nothing wrong.
I wouldn't mind that either.
I wouldn't mind that. I think she does it well. I think, as we mentioned on the show many times, I think she should have been the boss other than Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how that thing goes. You know, it's good to see how women are evolving in the world of WWE and how they're taking over and how they're doing different things. And NXT is a good product. NXT is something that you should watch each and every week. If you don't watch it, check it out on the WWE Network. If you don't have the WWE Network, what's wrong with you? I know they're not a sponsor of the show, but, man, just as you mentioned, Wizard, it's always good to go back and see where wrestlers used to be at. And we ain't got to put it, worry about DVDs. We ain't got to worry about tapes. Just go ahead and just stream that bad boy, and it'll be up in a minute. Right. My next thing is, you know, you and Brian H. Waters had a conversation in our group chat over the week. And by the way, check out Brian, Break It Down with Brian H. on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get it at. Check it out. You had a conversation about Pete Dunne, you know, and how good he is and how we should see him sometime, hopefully, on the main roster. If WWE allows him to, I think he's carrying a UK brand and a UK title. Very well. I mean, if you really look at his title run, I believe it's up over 500 some days, not close to 600.
What are you talking about? It's over 600.
Yeah, over 600 days.
Is that probably like 609 now? Something like that. Yeah.
You know, you know, and he's a good wrestler. Man, I'd love to see him on the main roster, but is he too small?
No. At this point, once he loses the belt, I don't expect him to go anywhere else but the main roster. He may get his rematch in the UK, but after that, he's main roster material. There's more than enough on the UK roster to keep the UK people over there. He's too much of a commodity to leave in the UK. Unless they really want him over there as, like, you know, an equivalent to, like, pretty much the John Cena or whatever of the UK brand. Then you leave him over there. Then I get it. But other than that, he's definitely main roster material.
Yeah, I think he is main roster material. I think the UK brand is they're doing a good job over there. If you didn't watch the UK NXT TakeOver, you might want to check that out again on the WWE Network. It is it's very good, very entertaining. The crowd really, to me, put that whole pay-per-view over because they were very excited. You saw the energy. You saw the excitement. And you saw what we see at the Raw after WrestleMania. That's what that crowd, in my opinion, looked like and what they felt like watching that show.
Yeah.
Watching that show.
I agree with that.
Definitely that. Hey, you know, let's cut this a little bit short. Let's get on out of here. Next week, we have our Royal Rumble predictions on who we think win the Royal Rumble. We'll be on the way closer to the road to WrestleMania after the Royal Rumble. We see how everything shakes out at the Royal Rumble. We see how things shape out next week in AEW and see if we see any more reveals or any more people who may be jumping ship. As always, subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at WME Podcast. Always leave us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes. And never miss any of our shows. Hey, what is your closing thoughts before we get up out of here?
No, we pretty much hit everything. I don't really have anything to say.
Yo, we hit everything. Take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End the story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Catch you next week.